Okay, today's daf Mem Gimel. We're on the top of Mem Gimel, Amud Aleph, by the Mishnah. And today's daf is sponsored by the Daskal family, Le'ilu Nishmas, David Yechiel Michal Ben Yehoshua Chaim, and Shem Hashem Aliyah. Today we're also going to learn, today's the yard site of Rav Meir Shapiro. Yes, his name is Rav Yehuda Meir Ben Rav Yaakov Shimshon. And we'll learn Le'ilu Nishmas, so he never had children. He wasn't Zohar to have children. We're his children.
Right.
And
right.
We're his legacy. And coming here every morning, whether it's cold or hot or dark or whatnot and tired, we all come, we all do it. And it's a big zechus for him. And the learning today and every day should be an aliyah for his neshama. Amen. So, on that note, now I get back to the nitty-gritty of Bava Metzia. Hamafkid mos etzel shulchani. If somebody gives money to somebody else to watch, but he's not just a regular person, he's a shulchani. He's a money changer. So he's busy with money all day long. So im tzeruin, if the money's tied up, lo yishtamish behed, he's not allowed to use it. Because the giver, the owner, indicated, I don't want you touching this money for whatever reason. I don't want you to change it, replace it, this and that, whatever it is. So he tied it up. If it's tied up, they can't touch it. Lefikach, therefore, im avdu, if it got lost, ein rochayev b'achriyosan. He's not chayev to replace it. Why? Because he has the status of a shomer chinam, and a shomer chinam is not chayev in aveda. Mutarin, if it's untied, right? Like matir asurin, untie those that are bound. Mutarin, if it's untied, then yishtamish behen. Then he gave him the okay to use it. Lefikach, therefore, im avdu, if it got lost, chayev b'achriyosan. He's chayev. The Mishnah, the Gemara is going to discuss, well, what is he? Is he a Shomer Socher? Is he a Shoel? We'll get to that in the Gemara.
He can use it. He's a
well, what is he? We don't know. Okay, it doesn't make a difference. Whatever it is. Eitzel Balabayis, but if I give it to a regular guy, a regular person, Bein Tzerurin, Bein Mutarin, it doesn't make a difference if it's tied or untied. Lo Yishtamish Behen. You can't use it. You can't use anything someone gives you. Right? Watch my pencil. Nothing. Lefikach, therefore, im avdu, if it got lost, en a chayev b'achriyosan. You're not chayev. Why? Because the shamachinim is not chayev on aveda. Chenveni, what about a chenveni? Stam store owner, not a money changer, but a grocery store. So that is the same status as a balabayis, divra mayor, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, chenveni, kishulchani. A chenveni has the status of a money changer. Okay, that's a detail machlokas. Now, asks the Gemara, mishum tzrurin, lo yishtamish behen. What, just because it's tied up, you can't use it? Says Rashi on the second wide line on top. Bitmiya. Because it's tied up, you can't use it? Ma gilui das yeshkan. She'ein chafetz she'yishtamish behen. Chafetz she'yishtamish behen. How does tying it up reveal that the owner doesn't want the fellow, the shulchani, to use it? How do you get that out of that? Me'acha she'im hayu mutarin. Kamarta, yishtamish behen. One, if it's untied, you're allowed to use it. Why does that indicate that? The hamafkid etzlo yodea shud tzorech tadir lemos. The mafkid knows he needs the money. Tzururinami yishtamish. Even if it's tied up, he could use it. Why? The derech chaladim lotzurmos. That's how you give money. You tie it up. So how does tying it up an indication? I don't want him to touch it. How? It's like giving money in a wallet. How else do you give money? So how does that mean anything? Why does that mean that? So, fair question. So the Gemara says, Amar Vasi, you're right. Amar Vihud, you're right. It's not just tied up. It's sealed in some way. That's a different story. It's sealed, right? You give the guy the money in a safe. You don't give him the combination, he can't use it. So he can break open the safe? No. Ramari Amar Bekesha Mishuna. Some kind of funny knot. Some kind of funny tie, which is not a normal thing. Which is a heads up, I don't want anyone to use it.
But the guy doesn't have a mouth.
I don't know. No, so it's always that way. He didn't say anything, so now we have to figure out what's the halacha. Ikad Amri, others say the version, the same idea, but in a backwards version. Boy Rav Mori, Kesher Meshuna Mai. What's a Kesher Meshuna? What is that? What is a Kesher Meshuna? Taker, we don't know. But if it is a Kesher Meshuna, or it's sealed in some way, that's a red light, don't touch this, and therefore, he can't touch it. Mutarin yishtamesh behen. If it's untied, then he can touch it. Amar Rav Huna, Vafilu Nensu. Even if it was negligent, then we said since he touches it, right? He's allowed to touch it, right? We said either he's a Shomer Sachar or he's a Shoel, right? Now if he's a Shomer Sachar, he's not Chayav on Onsen. If he's a Shoel, he is. So that's what the Gemara says. Afilu Onensu, even if he was negligent, he's still Potter, right?
I thought Onsen was not negligent.
Oh, I'm sorry. Onsen is an accident. Even Nensu, even if an accident happens, if you're Mishdamesh, you're Chayev, right? You're Chayev. Even if it's an accident?
Right.
Of Dukatani, but it says it got lost, right? And that which implies a normal loss, which a Shomer Sachar and a Shoel are both Chayev on, not some freak accident. So the Gemara says, Kita Rabba, no. Dama Rabba, Rabba said like this, Nignavu, this is in a different context, back on Davche, later on the Nun Zayin, when it says, Nignavu Osha Avdu, got stolen or lost. Nignavu, that means listin mezuyin. Nignavu means listin mezuyin. What's listin mezuyin? Not a normal gnev where a guy sneaks into your house and you couldn't stop that.
Armed robbery.
Which is, you know what that is? It's a very funny way of saying an accident. An ones. Because you can't prevent that. A gnevo you could prevent. Right? I put a good lock on the door, no one's getting in. Right? I have guard dogs out front, and I have this and that, and alarms, and floodlights, no one's coming. Lift the mezuzah, I'm walking down the street, a guy pulls me up, I can't stop that. And avdu, what does avdu mean? Shetava sfinaso bayam. That the ship sank. Right? What kind of onus is that? That's a crazy onus. That's a crazy onus. That's Aveda? Aveda, I misplaced it, I lost it, I can't find it. So you know what? You're a Shomer Sachar. That's not an excuse that you lost it. What kind of excuse is that? You're hired help. I mean, I lost it. I'm in the ship, and the Germans torpedo the ship, and it goes down. I'm high for that. Yeah, says Rabbi, yeah, that's Aveda. That's because of the loss. In other words, he's very, very machmir on what Gnev and Aveda are. So too over here, that when it says Aveda, it means even a crazy Aveda like that, meaning even an Ones. Now, this, we all know there's different levels of Ones. This is a pretty big Ones, right? And you're still Chayev. So too, you're Chayev as well.
It says Ones Rachmana
Patri. What? Okay, the Torah can forgive you, but not your friend. Right? V'Rab Nachman Amar, by the way, that's a very good Musar Vart, that you have to treat your by when it comes to your fellow man, Ones is not an excuse. Right? Rab Nachman Amar, and then too low. No, of course not, says Rab Nachman. After all, Ones Rachmana Patri, what do you want from the guy? It's an Ones. So you're not Chayav on an Ones. All right? Nentu lo, right? Rashi says, Nentu lo, calls manch lo neshtamesh, as long as you don't use it, lo have a shoel, you're not a shoel, ela avdu, it got lost, dafka chayev b'shomer zachar. Ela avdu dafka chayev b'shomer zachar. Only if a mamash got lost, you're chayev. Not if some crazy thing happened, like the ship sank.
The ship sank, what are the precautions you have taken?
Exactly, none. None. That's why it's an onis. Right? And Rabbi said, you're still chayev. You're still chayev. That's called Aveda. It's very, very machmer what an onis is. Says Nachman, of course not. If you didn't use it and the ship sank, are you chayev? So, there's a machlokas about that. So, Amalei Rava, Lur of Nachman, I'm sorry, that was Rabbi. Amalei Rava, Lur of Nachman, Lidi Dach, according to you, Darmarta Nentu Lo, you say that the shomer, this chenveni, this money changer, is not chayev on an onis. Alma lo have a shoel alayu. Then he's not a shoel. Right? He's not a shoel. Why? Because a shoel is chayev on onis.
Right.
Right? And by the way, ish shoel lo have, shomer sacher nami lo have. He's not a shomer sacher either. Why? Because a shomer sacher also not chayev on onis.
Why is he saying shomer sacher? What? Why do they keep saying he's shomer sacher?
Because the Mishnah said that if I give you your money changer and I leave the money by you and you use it, then you're chayev if something happens to it. Why chayev? It must be with treating you either like a shomer sachar or a shoel. That's chayev on aveda or ones.
Right.
Right? So if you're not a shor, if you Rabbi Nachman Hell hold that this fellow is not chayiv on an onis. So if he's not chayiv on an onis, not a shor, he's not a shor mitzachar. Right? Because in both of them, I'm sorry. Ish shoel lo havi. If he's not a shoel, why? Because the shoel is chayiv on ones, but he's not a shomer sachar either. Why is he not a shomer sachar either? Because as Marcel just pointed out, as Rashi says, maschar natal ashmi rasan. Where did any payment transfer? You watch every item, right? Where did you transfer any payment? What do you mean I'm not a shomer sachar? We start off the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that if it's law, if you use the item, you're chayiv if it's an aveda.
No, but he has a tomas anor if he can use
it. 1 minute. So we're saying, well, he's not a shoel, but so maybe he must be a shomer sachar. Who paid him?
The tomas anor.
How did he become a shomer sachar? Right? Ella al shesamach aleihem lachlifon ulestaker im yavo liyado atamachayvo v'she'ela harezu sharei kol hana shelo. You're getting some benefit that you have this money here. So you're not really a shomer sachar. You're not really a shomer sachar. You never got physically lamaisa. Here, I'm giving you money to watch my item. It's not what happened. But since I'm benefiting from the item, it's as if I'm getting paid for it, and it's as if I'm a shomer sachar. Right?
You have more money, it becomes out of business.
Exactly. Amalei, Bahama Dinalach, I agree with you. Dahol, v'nene, mehana, tahu hana. I'm benefiting from, I have hana. Why? Di misramile, zvina. If a sale will come by, the islay ravcha, I have cash, extra cash, I have your cash, zavan bahu, havialai shomer sachar. It's as if I'm a shomer sachar, right? Because if I need extra money, right, I have more money.
That banking works.
Well, exactly. Even though it's not my money, but I'm using your, I'll pay you back next week. I'm using the money, it's as if I'm a shomer sachar. Ezer of Nachman Ravuna, but 1 second. Hamafkit mos etzel shulchani. If somebody is mafkid mos, you leave money by a shulchani, im tzerorin, if it's tied up, well, yishtamish behed. You're not allowed to use it. Lefikach, therefore, im hotzi, if you do use it, right? Now we're talking about a special case.
Yeah, but this is hektish.
It's hektish money, right? So the case is like this. This is a brisa. Hamafkid mos etzel shulchani. The gizbar gives hektish money to a shulchani. Nobody says anything about that. Nobody knows. Doesn't know. Nobody knows. The gizzer might know, but he didn't tell the guy. So, im ho, lo yishtamish behed, kin yud lefikach, im hotzi, if you are motzi, if you do spend that money, lo mol hagizbar. The gizbar is not over me'ila. Why is it not over me'ila? Why is it not over me'ila? Because the shkenvini, the shulchani, was never allowed to touch it. How could the gizbar be over me'ila? The guy wasn't allowed to use it. You weren't allowed to use it. It's hektish money. You use it. It's your own fault. What do you want from the gizbar?
Right.
Im mutarit, if it's untied, yishtamish behen, then the guy gets a green light to use it. Lefikach, therefore, im hotzi, mala gizbar. The gizbar's over me'ilo. What are you giving it to this guy for untied? Right? V'yamarta filu nentzu, if even ones is chayiv, so my area hotzi. Why does it say hotzi? If you used it. I feel low hotzi nami. Even if you don't use it, you're chayiv. Why? Giving it over is bad enough. Just giving it over is a problem. How could you give it to somebody? It's hektish money. You should put it in the vault. So the Gemara says, you're right. Amalei hu adin dafak avdelo hotzi. You're right. Even if you don't use it, you're also going to be chayiv. But I did the tani, resha, hotzi, tani nami seifa, hotzi. Just for parallel sake. In a chanami, it's the halacha is not the same. If it's untied, the minute you give it to him, he's over me'ila. What are you giving it to him for? Okay, that was the easy part of today's daf.
Okay.
Hashaleach yad bepikadon. If you give somebody, if somebody uses a pikadon, I ask you to watch my laptop, and I use your laptop. Right? I use your laptop without your permission. You ask me to watch it. You go away somewhere, and I use it. Beishamei omrim yiloke bechaser uviyeser. Beis Shammai says you have to pay now. We're going to get to the issue of whether or not you depreciate. Me using your laptop doesn't depreciate your laptop. Your laptop gets depreciated because over time it gets depreciated. Even if it's in good condition. When the new model comes out, this one becomes worth less. Right? That has nothing to do with me. So we're going to get to that in another day about whether or not there's a depreciation in the item. As opposed to like a car. Every time you use it, you depreciate it. Not a, right? Or like I said, a gold cup. If I use the gold cup, I don't depreciate it. But Beis Shammai says, Yilake b'chaser v'yeser, which means, whichever way it's worse for the shomer who misused it, then he has to pay. In other words, if at the time of the use it's worth more, he pays at that price. If at the time he gave it over, it's worth more, he pays that price. Whichever way the shomer loses at more. Okay? That's what it means. Chaser v'yeser, less or more. However it's going to be worse for the shomer, that's how he has to pay. Beis Hillel argues. Beis Hillel omer, no. B'shas otza. At the time that you use it. You pay at the time you use it. Not because Rabbi Akiva omer, b'shas tviya. You pay when the time of the lawsuit, which could be a year later. Right? Now it's even worth even less. If it's something that deteriorates, every day it gets less worth less and less. So that's the most makel shita. It's the most makel shita.
Yeah, but
Beis Shammai is the most machmer. Every which way you lose, the shomer loses. Right? Beis Hillel has the middle shita. No, whenever you used it. I used it on January 1st. What was it worth on January 1st? Now it's February 1st. It's worth less and more. Doesn't matter. Right? Beis Shammai said, I gave it to you January 1st. You used it on March 1st. Well, what was it worth more? Whichever one was worth more, that's what has to pay. That's how you pay. Good? So far, it's a very simple Mishnah, right? Okay. Amar Rava, Haiman de Gazal Chavita de Chamra, Mechavre, if I steal a barrel of wine from you, Meikara Shavya Zuz, it was originally worth one Zuz, Hashta Shavya Arba, now it's worth four Zuz. On January 1st, it was worth one. On March 1st, it's worth four. Right? Why is it worth four? Because it aged, and it's worth more.
No, but about a gold cup, the price of gold is up and down.
What? We're going to get to that. We're going to get to that. That's really the next parak, by the way. So, Meikara Shavye Zuz, Hashta Shavye Arba. On January 1st, it was worth one. Now it's worth four. Now it's March 1st, worth four. Tavra, if I broke it, broke the barrel, whether it's a mistake or not, Shasiya, or I drank it all, Mishalem Arba. I pay. Now, if I broke it, means I broke it intentionally. For whatever reason, I broke it. I was angry, and I broke it. Or I drank it. I pay four. Why do I pay four? Because I'm paying at the time of my use. Itaber b'mela. But if it broke by itself, it broke. Happens. Barrels break. If it broke by itself, Mishalem Zuza. I only pay one. That's a funny split in the Shita. My timer. What's the reason for that? Kivon di isya hadara lamare be'ena. If I wanted to return it, right? If it would still be here, if it wouldn't have broken, I wouldn't have drunk it, and now the guy says, can I have my barrel of wine back, right? I would return it right now. Right now, March 1st, he asks me, where's my barrel? I say, here it is. It's worth four now. But I can't say here it is because I broke it. I drank it. Right? So, given the isya hadara lamari be'ena, if it would still be here, I would just give it back. Hahi shaita de kashasile, now that I drank it, right? Oh, de katava, or I broke it, kagazamine. It's as if I stole it. Right? Where is it? I don't have it. Well, why don't you have it? Because I drank it. So what did I really do? I stole it from you. Right? And as Rashi points out, look at the Rashi of De'i Osa. De'i Issa. It's like two lines lower where we are. Kan b'shasa tviya, when you want it back, when you claim it back, mahadrana be'ene, I would have given it back. De'chi amrina mishalim k'shasa gzela. When do I say you're paid at the time of the gzela, hecha delesa be'en? It's only if it's not here. If it's not here, I have to pay at the time of gzela. Avol yeshna be'en, but if it's still here, bein shehukra, bein shehuzla, chazeres kimo shehu. I give it back the way it is. You ask me to watch your laptop. You come back 10 years later. Can I have my laptop back? Nobody has that laptop anymore. Right? It's an antique already. Here it is. Right? Halkach. If I asked for it back and it's still here, But I don't have it. Why don't I have it? Because I drank it. So a gazlan pays mishasa gzela. Therefore, I have to pay the four. Makes perfect sense. Utnan, the Gemara says it. Kal hagazlan mishasa mishasa gzela. Everybody pays at the time of the gzela. When did the gzela occur? When I made it not returnable to you. When I broke it, when I smashed it because I was angry. Right? I was watching election results and I smashed it. I was so angry. That's on purpose. Then you have to pay. Shasak Zela. However, Itabar Memela, but if it broke by itself, Mishalim Zuza. I must pay one. My time, but why? Hashta lo oven le velo mizi. I didn't do anything. It broke by itself. Amai kamachayav is lea ahishaita. Digzela. Why do I have to pay shasak zela? Because it's a gzela. Hahishaita zuzi hu deshavya. But it was only worth a zuz. Right? It was only worth a zuz. What does that mean there, shasak zela? Right?
At that time.
What?
For the fact that he took it.
What? Right, but I don't pay shasak zela. I pay when I got it from you. How much was it worth when I got it from you? One. So therefore, I have to only pay one. Right. Good. Makes perfect sense. Now, Tanan, Beisil Omrim, Beisil say kishas hotza. Now, I said that means at the time you use it. Now the Gemara says, what does it mean? My kishas hotza. What does it mean? Kishas hotza. Ilem kishas hotza min olam. If it's at the time that I made it, I took it away from the world. I broke it or whatever, then ubamai. What's the case? Ibachaser. If it was worth less, miyikel amanda amar. Does anyone hold that? Hotnan kol hagzana mishal mishasak zela. Everyone holds. You pay shasak zela. Not if it's worth less. Not now. It's worth less. In other words, on January 1st, it was worth 10. I use it on March 1st. Now it's worth 5. I'm paying 5. Mishasak zela when I used it. That makes no sense. No one holds that. No one holds you pay at the time that is worth less. Who holds that? Nobody holds that. Mishasak zela, when you stole it. Now, EBSR, if when I used it, it was worth 5, if when I, on January 1st, you gave it, it was worth 5, and now it's worth 10, and I ruin it, and what does Beth Hillel say? Pay 10. Tahayna Beishame. Beishame also said you pay 10. Same 10. What's going on? So the Gemara says, what? So he goes, he has to argue. Bishami argues on Beis Hillel. What's the argument? Ela pshita, it's obvious, kishas hotza mi beis bailam. It's obvious that I pay at the moment I took it from your house. The moment I stole it, I have to pay. Right? Rashi says, on top, kishas hagzela. Kishas hagzela. Ubieser pligi. And they're only arguing about when it went up in value. When it goes down in value, nobody holds you pay less. It was worth 10 and now it's worth 5. I only pay 5? Nobody holds that. Beishamai and Beis Hillel don't argue on that point. They both agree. Beishamai said you always pay whatever's worth for the Shomer. Beis Hillel said you pay when you stole it. It was worth 10, you pay 10. Beishamai says you pay 10 also. Oh, they agree about that. Rashi continues. Ubiyezer pligi. Dikarmi Beishamai. Beishamai holds. Im hukru yilke l'shalam kishas mitotam in olam. If it was worth 10... And then 2 months later, it's worth 20. So Beis Shammai says he paid 20. Beis Hillel says he still paid the 10. Right? Mishas Hagzela. Mishas Hotza. Right? Ubeis Hillel Amri, Kishas Hotza, Mi Beis Bailim. Right? Now, if that's true, Lema Rabba, right? The Amar Ki Beis Shammai? Now, it turns out that Rabba holds like Beis Shammai. Rabba said, if you borrow it, it's worth 1, and when you drink it, it's worth 4, you pay 4. If we're saying now that Beis Shammai holds, you pay when the time you took it, which is worth 1, and Beis Shammai holds, you pay 4, Rabba holds like Beis Shammai. It's unlikely. The Rabba's holding like Beis Shammai. Very unlikely. Amalach Rabba, so Rabba says like this. Now we're going to change it. B'yeser kuli amalo pligi. Everybody agrees that if it goes up in value, you pay the higher price. Everyone agrees to that. So if on January 1st, it was worth 10. Then on March 1st, I use it, it's worth 20. Everybody agrees you pay 20. Everybody agrees to that. Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Ki pligi, what's the machlokes? Bechaser, when it goes down in price. When on January 1st it was worth 10. Now March 1st it's worth 5.
Yeah.
Right?
So, okay.
So what does Beis Shammai say? You pay 10. What does Beis Hillel say? You pay 5. Right? Right?
That's actually better for...
However, didn't we say that nobody holds that? Didn't we say nobody holds that?
Yeah.
Nobody holds that. So Rashi says on the last wide line, the current Beis Hillel, Kishas Hotzab in the Olam, when you lost it. It was only worth 5. Only pay 5. Ah, you took Kashalach, but we asked a minute ago, Kol HaGazlan HaMasham Shasak Zela. You have to pay the amount that was stolen. How could you pay 5 now? When you stole it, it was worth 10. So the Gemara says, no, that's Ibigzela Mamish. Ibigzela Mamish. The Gzela made Kari Hachanami. That's only if it's a Mamish Gzela. That's Mamish Gzela. Here wasn't Gzela. I asked you to watch my thing. Then I decided to abuse it and I broke it. That's not a Gzela, right? That's Ibigzela Mamish. Because Gzela made Kari Hachanami. If I stole it from you, you're right. Mishab says Gzela. But over here, Behetera Asiliyade. I took it Beheter. You asked me to watch the laptop. Then I broke it.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, you gave it to me Beheter. I didn't steal it. I'm like a Goslin because I broke it. So the Torah is treating me like a Goslin. So when you gave it to me, it was worth 10. Now it's worth 5. I had such a long time, it's only worth 5 now. Says Basil, you pay 5. It would have been a real Gzela. Of course you pay Mishas like Gzela. It's not a real Gzela. It didn't start out as a real Gzela. Therefore, says Rashi, Mishum Shlichas Yad Demachayev Eslei Baha Pligi. Since the issue is about use or misuse, right? Unlawful use, not the same thing. Therefore, Beis Hillel's Mekel says you only have to pay 5. So Beis Shammai Savri, Beis Shammai must hold Shlichas Yad Einat Zvicha Chesaron. Shlichas Yad doesn't require a depreciation, like a laptop. I don't depreciate it by using it. Uvichi Chasar. And when it depreciated, Bereshus say Didei Chasar. It depreciated in the Shliach's Reshus. Right? Why? Right? Because it doesn't have to depreciate. So by me using it, by me using that gold cup, just by me using it, I become a Goslin. It didn't depreciate. Says Bishar doesn't have to depreciate. Just by me using it, but just by using a Goslin, right? Therefore, I always pay the worst price. I owned it the whole time, every second. When do I have to pay? Whenever's worse for me. Ubeisil savri shlichas yad shlichas chesaron. Shlichas requires a depreciation. Therefore, v'chi chasar, when it depreciated, b'rishus se demare chasar, it was in his rishus, right? And it only becomes in my rishus after I use it. Therefore, I'm only paying at the cheaper price. Elohad Amar Rava, Shlichas Yad ain't Shlichas Chesaron. But Rava held that Shlichas Yad doesn't require Chesaron. Who is saying says that now? Beis Shammai. Leimer Rava Damar ki Beis Shammai? That's a funny thing to say. You never want to say that. Elohacham. So we're going to give a different answer now. Elohacham Ayeskidan ki Gon Shetiltala Lahavi Oleh Gozlos. You moved it just for a ladder. I moved it because I want to go climb up to the top of the shelf. I moved it. Ubishol Shalomidas Kamiflagi. And they're arguing about the issue of Shoel Shalomidas. I'm just borrowing it. You asked me to watch your ladder. And I need the ladder, but one of my kids threw a ball on the roof. I want to go get the ball. And he won't mind if I use it. Shoel Shalomidas. Shoel Shalomidas, Gazan Have. You're a Gazan if you do that. Right? Vechi Chasar. And when does it depreciate? Bereshut say the Chasar. The minute I say I'm a Shoel, well, he won't mind. The minute you say that, he does mind. And you're a Goslin. Ubeis Hillel Savri, Shoel Shalomidas, Shoel Havi. You're allowed to be a Shoel. Nothing wrong with that. V'chi Chasar, B'shutei Demari Chasar. So when it depreciates in his Rishus. Now I broke it, and I paid a cheaper price.
But if you ask him afterwards, he said, I don't mind. So then...
That could be a different story. But we're not talking about that. Ela Had Amar Rava, Shoel Shalomidas, the Rabbanan Gazlan Havi, if you hold it, you're a Gazlan. Who said that? Beis Shammai. Again, Nema, Rava, Damar, Ki Beis Shammai. Can Rava hold like Beis Shammai? Doesn't want to say that. Ela Hacha, B'Shevach, Shel Gzela, Kamiflagi. We're arguing in the Shevach of the Gzela. What does that mean? It means the children of the stolen item? It's an animal or the shearings? I steal a sheep. You ask me to watch your sheep. I then decide to steal it and I shear it. Who gets to keep that shearings? That's a funny question. Let's see the Rashi here. The Rashi says, Elohacha b'shevach gzeila pligi. It's two lines down where we are. V'hai chaser v'yeser b'masnisen. When the Mishnah said better and worse, lav b'yukra v'zula, it doesn't mean value. The item went up, the item went down. That's not what it means. Ela b'may d'chasra, d'haynu gizos. What's left? What's less? I took the shearings off. My umai shosira. What does it mean? It got better? Because they had a child. Kigon, for example, in this Abra Etzlo, got pregnant. The Beishamai Savri, Hakol Yishalim, Kermeir de Brisa. Beishamai is going to hold like Rameir in a minute. And Ubeis Hillel, Kerb Yehuda, Beishat Sotza, Mibeis Bailim, in a minute. What's that machlokas about? Beishamai Savri, Shevach, Gizela, the God, the Nigzal Havi. The Shevach belongs to the Nigzal. Who's the Nigzal? The victim, the owner. Ubeis Hillel Savri, Shevach Gizela, the Gathan Have. It belongs to who? The Shomer. It's a funny thing. Ube Plugta, the Hani Tanoi, and we're arguing in the following Brisa, the Tanya. Hagozel es HaRachel, if somebody steals a sheep, Gizza, he shears it, Vialda, and it has children, Mishale Mosa, the Es Gizoseha, the Es Ladoseha, Divra Rebear. Rebear says you have to give back the animal, and the shearings, and the children. What kind of thing is this? You're a thief. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no. Gzela chazeres beineha. The animal's right here. Here's your animal back. Yeah, but it had a litter of... Doesn't make a difference. Here's your animal back. I stole your animal. Here it is. Right? That's what Beishamai and Mishila are arguing about. Dekanami. By the way, it makes a lot of sense that they're arguing. You know why? Dekanami Beishamai. It says in the Mishnah, Beishamai Omerim, Yolka b'chaser uviyasar. You yelka means we hit him. We assess him. What's chaser v'yasser? Less and more. Shouldn't it have said cheaper and more expensive? It didn't say that in the Mishnah. It said less and more. What's less and more? It's a funny way to say less but expensive and more expensive. You know why? Because I'm not talking about less expensive and more expensive. We're talking about other things. What other things? The wool, the shearings, the children. Ubeisil omer kishasotza. No, at the time he stole, I stole a sheep. Here's your sheep back. I profited from it. Okay. Hashem will deal with you.
But had you not stolen that sheep, I would have still had shearings, and I still would have had a child.
Right. I know. It's a very good question. It's a very funny. It's a very funny halacha.
Yeah. Right.
Right. We need to spend more time. We're not going to do that. We need to spend more time going through like what exactly is going on here. Right. But Shmari, no, you're right. That's what the machlokas is about.
Yeah, but he had to feed it.
What?
Okay,
so what? You stole it. What do you mean? You stole it.
If you stole it, of course.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So then,
okay. Next.
No. Okay. So you got
Rabbi Akiva. Okay, we got to finish. Rabbi Akiva Omer Peshasa Tzvia. Rabbi Akiva holds you pay at the time of the lawsuit. That's what Rabbi Akiva said. At the time of the lawsuit, you have to pay. Omer Yehuda Mar Shmuel Halacha Rabbi Akiva. We pass like that. Umoda Rabbi Akiva Mokum Sheish Edim. Rabbi Akiva agrees that if there are Edim, right? How much it was worth, Peshat Sagzela, then he would agree to pay Peshat Sagzela. Probably don't always know. So what are the prices right now at the time of the lawsuit? Pay now. But if you know, you have a receipt, you have Edim, that's a different story. My time, it says, Da'amar Kral, La'asher Hu Lo Yitnenu, Biyom Ashmaso, on the day of the lawsuit, you have to pay. V'kivon de'ika Edim, Ahi Shaita, Hu Dechayev Le'ashama. If you have Edim, then the Ashama can go back to the day you stole it. The crime, right? Only Rav Oshi of Yehuda, Rabbi Atta Omer Kein Hachi. You said that. Omer of Asi, Omer of Yochanan, Cholok HaRabbi Akiva, Af Mokum Sheish Edim. No, Rabbi Akiva disagreed, even if there were Edim. You still pay at the time of the lawsuit, not at the time of the theft, even if you know how much it was worth. By time of why? Damar Kra, Lashar Hulo, Yitnenu, B'yom HaShmaso. What V'chidinuhu, Dekal Mechayvile, Ash, V'chidinuhu, Dekal Ashama. Without Bezdin, you're not gonna. There's no ashama. You could, I guess, admit it and give it back. You could do that. I'm not sure, or why you need bezin so much, right? But since it's bezin that's gonna be the nail in the coffin. Bezin is the makab of patish. Therefore, it goes by the date of the bezin. Amalei Rav Zera, Rav Abba, Bar Papa, Kiyazalta Lahasam, when you go over there, Akif Asulma the Tur, go by that rock over there, by that mountain, Fa'ola Gabe, Rav Yaakov Ridi. And Rav Yaakov Ridi lives over there. Go ask him, go ask him. Uboy Mine, go ask him. Ishmiya, Leil Rav Yochan, Alach Rav Akiva, or in Alach Rav Akiva. Do we pass Alach Rav Akiva or not? Amalei, Hachyam Rav Yochanan, Alach Rav Akiva, La'olam. The Alach is always Alach Rav Akiva. My La'olam, what do you mean always? Amar Rav Ashi, Shlo Tomar, don't say, Hani Mili, that's only true, Hecha Deleka Edim. We only hold like Rabbi Akiva when there are no Edim. Aval Hecha De'ika Edim, lo. But when there are Edim, we don't hold like Rabbi Akiva. Because by the way, there are other people, Beisham and Beis Hillel, also say, none of them hold, well, Beisham does hold that. Beisham holds whatever's worse. And Beis Hillel said, we weren't sure what Beis Hillel said, right? When the payment is, it was a machlokas. Does Beis Hillel say when it's more or less? We weren't sure about that. Anyway, inami or da hadre luduchte vitabra. What if I stole it and I returned it to you? Remember this from 2 days ago, 3 days ago? But I didn't tell you that I stole it. There was a machlokas about that. Do you have to tell the guy that I had such a taiva? I took your car, I drove around a little bit, and I put it back.
And I broke it.
I didn't break it. Nothing happened. Nothing happened. Do I have to tell you? Maybe your car might be different. How about the gold cup? I took the gold cup for Kiddush. I wanted to impress my guests. And you weren't around for Shabbos. And I put it back. No harm. No done. Lafuki made Rabbi Shmuel. Not like Rabbi Shmuel. The Amar who said, Lo be'in and das bailim. You don't have to tell anybody. Kamash Malan, to be in and das bailim. You do need to tell somebody. That's why it said Rabbi Akiva, we pass Rabbi Akiva la'olam. Always. Forever. Rava Amar, halacha ki Beis Hillel. Rava, by the way, said, halacha is like Beis Hillel. You're passing like Beis Hillel. Which Beis Hillel? Not sure, right? Beis Hillel said, Beis Hillel said, Mashal and Shasak Zela. You paid the time of the Zela, unless it was a Shliach's Yad where I got at the Heter, right? And then I decided to use it. So then we said it depends on the depreciation. Remember, we had that was in the beginning of the Daf. Okay, we'll do the mission now. Hachoshev l'shloach yad b'pikadon. If you think about using somebody else's item, I'm asking you to watch my item, and you're thinking about using it, right? Beishamei omrim chayiv. Beishamei says, you're chayiv. From that moment on, you're chayiv. Something happens to it. Beishil omrim eino chayiv. How does Beishamei know that? That's tomorrow. The Gemara is going to learn that out of a pasuk. Beis Hill Omrim Ad Shishalech Bo Yad. No, you're not chayev until you use it. What kind of thing is that? My machshava makes me chayev. I dreamed about using it. I fantasized about using it. I'm chayev already. That's hard. Shinemar Im Lo Shalachad Vim Lechaz Riyehu. It says in the pasuk, you have to use it. Not have to think about using it. You have to use it. Hita Etz Chavis. What if you move the barrel? Vinotal Haimena Revius. Which one a Revius of the wine? But Vinishbara, the whole thing broke. Eino Mashalim Ela Revius. I only have to pay a Revius. Why? We'll see in the Gemara, because I was never Kona the barrel. I didn't pick it up. I just moved it a little bit. Higbia, but if I picked it up, it's a small barrel. Vinatal Hamena Revius, and I took just the Revius out. Vinishbara, but the whole barrel broke. Mashalim Dmekula, I have to pay for the entire barrel. All right, what are the parameters of that? I have a suspicion that tomorrow we're not going to go back and read this Mishnah because tomorrow we're starting Perek Hazav. This is very hard daf tomorrow. And we're really not going to have time to go back. Even every few minutes tomorrow is brutal daf tomorrow. All right, so we'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.